You're listening to the Effective Statistician Podcast, a weekly podcast with Alexander Schacht and Benjamin Pieske, designed to help you reach your potential, lead great science, and serve patients without becoming overwhelmed by work. Today, I'm talking about my favorite social media platform, actually more or less my only one, LinkedIn, and why you should be more active on it. So stay tuned, and now some music. I can't believe we're talking about social media today, but LinkedIn is for me an exception. I'm not a big fan of social media. It distracts me and I can be really, really easily distracted. And yes, there's some kind of downsides to LinkedIn as well, but LinkedIn is really, really different than Instagram, Facebook, and all the other things. So stay tuned for this episode that I think will help you understand how you can leverage LinkedIn for your career. Speaking about your career, we have a library with all the free content that we have produced over the years from the Effective Statistician on our homepage. So check out this library and recommend it to your friends. It's for free, just sign up and you find everything and all the new stuff that we will put there in the future. I'm producing this podcast in association with PSI, a community dedicated to leading and promoting the use of statistics within the healthcare industry for the benefit of patients. Join PSI today to further develop your statistical capabilities with access to the video on demand content library, free registration to all PSI webinars, and much, much more. Visit the PSI website at psiweb.org to learn more about PSI activities. Become a PSI member today. Okay, so today we will talk about LinkedIn. First reason why I think you should absolutely be on LinkedIn is that is the go-to area for all the recruitment companies, for all the people in HR, for next employers, for your next supervisor, all will look into LinkedIn, or nearly all of them. For recruiters, probably. And, you know, we are in a situation where there's a lot of new opportunities that are not widely communicated. Because people think like, well, through the usual kind of channels that worked 10 or 20 years ago, we'll not get any CVs or not the CVs that we want. All the good candidates are already in good positions. Yeah, they will not kind of just apply. So lots of companies recruit through people that search, you know, for people. And where do they search? Of course, they search on LinkedIn. So if you're not present on LinkedIn, yeah, if you don't have good profiles there, if you're not seen by others, yeah, then you might lose out on really, really cool opportunities. There is this term of the hidden job market, yeah? And that is hidden because these jobs are not advertised, or they're only internally advertised, or only in a certain area, yeah? So get out there. Understand your market value. Yeah, maybe you get a call from a recruiter or an email from a recruiter. Well, you can only get a call if you have your phone number there. Maybe you get an email or a message from a recruiter. Maybe that's a distraction, but maybe it's an opportunity to test what's out there. What is the value that you bring? What is the value that you could bring? And that means kind of what salaries are currently paid. What's a benchmark? I always think kind of speaking about salary expectations early in the process helps dramatically. Yeah, you don't want to go through a complete interview process just to find out that the salary expectations don't match at all. You can play that pretty openly. Most recruiters will be completely fine with that. Yeah, what is this job about? What are the opportunities? What's the salary? Very, very easy. Yeah? Then, you know, you can see, oh, salaries are increasing. Or you can say, well, I'm looking for a salary of XYZ. Maybe you can be bold and just kind of increase by 50%. Maybe it works. Who knows? Yeah. Maybe there's a really, really nice job. Yeah. Then you can also test with your supervisor, not kind of, you know, saying, if you don't pay me X amount more, then I will leave. That's probably not a good kind of discussion to have, because if I would be the supervisor, I probably would say, then please leave, because I don't want to be forced into this. But if you frame it like, look, there's this job market that is developing really, really nicely. I absolutely love to work here, and I think we should be fairly paid, and we should be paid according to the value that we contribute. So can we please have a discussion about salary? I think that's a completely valid introduction to have. The next thing is, if you're applying for a new job, many, many new supervisors, hiring managers, people that are somewhere in the interview process will check out your profile on LinkedIn. How does it look like? What have you posted about? What are your connections? Yeah. And if it is pretty meaningless, well, then you're just another guy, another girl in this application process. So there you have the opportunity to stand out. You have the opportunity to really showcase what you have done, what you aim for, what you want. The CV on LinkedIn should kind of be informative about your next career steps. What are your goals? What are your motivations? And all the different posts will show kind of how connected you are, what you're interested in, what your perspectives are. There's another opportunity in LinkedIn, and that is connecting with other people. Grow your network. Get to know people. There's probably recruiters you will get connect with, but maybe there's also other people that, you know, work in the same field. And if you connect with them, you will more likely see their content. You will more likely get to know what they talk about, what their thoughts are, and you can build relationships. There's actually quite a number of people that I interviewed in this podcast who I found on LinkedIn, where I saw, oh, they post interesting content, or they have done something interesting. I would really love to speak with them about this. And for sure, I found new people in my team on LinkedIn. And my recruiters found new people on LinkedIn. And it's an opportunity to kind of have discussions with people, get to know people, even really, really senior people. Yeah, leave a comment on their post. Get connected there. Next reason why you should be more active on LinkedIn. Learn about tips and tricks as well as news and get motivation. LinkedIn is a very, very positive, sometimes maybe even too positive social media area. There is nearly no hate. There is rarely a rant or something like this. It's really, I would say, uplifting. It's not so much that, of course, there's some people that kind of just talk about how great they are. And you shouldn't compare yourself to these people anyway. But it's really great to get inspirational, motivational, educational content there. And you can share your experiences, your news that you have, helpful content that you have seen. You can learn about lots of new people with great insights on LinkedIn. If you are active on LinkedIn, so not just kind of scroll through there and maybe leave a like or something like this here and there, you will be able to increase your network. Accept invites. Connect with people that have similar interests. If you connect, just leave a quick note that you have seen, you're working in the same area, it would be great to be connected. Then people will more likely see your content and the others will more likely see your content. That's how the algorithm works. Everything that is first degree connection, second degree connection gets much higher likelihood to be shared with you. And so you learn from your network. The bigger your network, the more people you learn from. It's a great opportunity to showcase your expertise. You can, you know, write a short article. Maybe you want to start with once a week or once a month. Take 10 minutes, 15 minutes and write an article. Or take an hour and write four and then post them every week. That's what I really recommend, because then you're really kind of in this rhythm of writing. That helps you to build your brand. What is brand? Brand is what others talk about you when you're not there. And of course, first and really important about a brand is knowledge. The knowledge that you even exist, but also the knowledge that you have, your expertise. Also your attitude to things. Yeah? Are you someone that is positive, helpful, encouraging, passionate? That all can shine through on your LinkedIn posts. Now, how do I use LinkedIn? First is, it's a really easy way to send messages to people. Yeah, to connect with people. This is really nice function within LinkedIn to chat with people. I also follow up with new people who I've met. So maybe I met someone at a conference and then I connect with them on LinkedIn, because then that's kind of my, you know, contact list. And I can always go back to them. And people stay on LinkedIn. They may have different jobs over time and different email addresses, but they stay on LinkedIn. It really helps me to get inspired, to keep motivated. Yes, there's lots of nice quotes that are posted by different people, and that's great. I also share, of course, updates from myself, my podcast episodes. I promote upcoming events, upcoming presentations that I'm giving, upcoming events that I'm attending, and that's great for other people. Now, how could you use LinkedIn? I think the first is, have a little bit of a thought about what you prefer. Do you prefer writing or do you prefer a video? So you can also post these small videos on LinkedIn. I usually recommend 1 hour, maximum 2 hour videos. And they can be rather raw, you know. They don't need to be super edited. Yeah, you can record them with your smartphone very easily. Make short checks on LinkedIn, but regularly. You know, don't leave it there for months and months, because then connection requests, messages, they are outdated. So check regularly. Maybe just shortly, but regularly. Next point is, engage with the content that you see. The vast majority of LinkedIn users are just those that scroll through it. Maybe leave a like, comment on stuff, leave an insightful comment, maybe at least one sentence. Share what you find useful and add your thoughts to it. Connect with all your business partners, physicians that you're working with, other statisticians in your industry, the CRO partners that you work with. Connect with them. All this might be quite helpful in the future. I hope this episode was also helpful for you. There's a lot of free content that I have on our homepage. There's a library of all the free content. So check out theeffectivestatistician.com for that. This show was created in association with PSI. Thanks to Rain and her team at VVS, who helps with the show in the background. And thank you for listening. Reach your potential, lead great science, serve patients. Just be an effective statistician.